Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
Today's anointing service, we want to pray some prayers. And the prayers we are going to be praying is centered on what I call ejecting poisons from your destiny. Ejecting poisons from destiny. Somebody will say, Pastor, which one is this one again? Can destiny be poisoned? Yes. Maybe before I continue, I should quickly explain to you what destiny is. Your destiny is your God-given roadmap. Hello? Your destiny is your God-given what? Roadmap here on earth. The word destiny is coined from destination. What is it coined from? Destination. When they say, where is your destination? That means where you are going to. That's where destiny is coined from. So your destiny is your roadmap on earth. It's your destination on earth. It's the plan and purpose of God for you here on earth. Now listen to me very quickly, very carefully. The plan and purpose of God for you is never of evil. Hello? Jeremiah 29 verse 11. If you read it very, when you get home. The Bible says, the plan and purpose of God for you is not for evil. Can we put Jeremiah 29, 11 on the screen? Jeremiah 29, 11. The plan and purpose of God for you is not of evil, but of good. Everyone God created, He created for a good purpose. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thought of good things. God does not think evil. God does not plan evil against anyone. Everyone God created, He gave a good destiny. If you see somebody suffering today, that is not how God created him. Listen, I want you to listen. You know our people, when they see somebody suffering, they will say, and your money, destiny, and God does not have bad plan for anybody. How can God create somebody and create evil? Say, so go and suffer. No. God does not do that. But what happened is that immediately they get born, they come with their destiny in their hand. You know, when a baby is born, the hand is like this. How many of you know? Their hands are always like this. They are holding their destinies in their hand. That's why their fist is clenched. That is why if you open everyone's palm, there is a roadmap there. Evil people can read it. That is why they will tell you, if you go to them, bring your palm. They will now look at it. Okay, they can read it. Because they have evil eyes. Everyone. That is why you cannot see the same. They may be similar, they are never the same. Even the thumbprint of twins are not the same. They came from the same mother, the same, but their thumbprint is not the same. It's different. Everybody has a unique thumbprint. Imagine the several billions of people on the earth. Everyone have their own special one. No one is the same. Mother is different from father. Father is different from child. Child is different. No matter how Siamese the twins are, even if they are joined together, their thumbprints are still different. Everybody came with their own trademark. Everybody came with their own destinies. Tear rubber. And God's plan for every life is good plan. But along the line. Somebody say along the line. The enemy came. Open your Bible to Matthew very quickly. That is our text. Matthew chapter 13. I want to read from verse 24. This is what happens to destinies. This is how destinies get poisoned.
Matthew chapter 13.
I want to read from verse 24. Are you there? The Bible says,
another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth a seed in his field. But while men slept.
Somebody say, while men slept.
I can't hear you. Say it. Say, while men slept. Look at your neighbor. Say, don't sleep. Oh. Look at him. Say, don't sleep. Oh. Some people are thinking it's physical sleep we are talking about here. No, we are not. Physical sleep is not even what we are talking about. There is a sleep you will sleep that will land you in trouble. Many of us, our parents slept. That is why we are in trouble. Many of us, our parents did what? Slept. They were careless. They were ignorant. No wonder the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Ignorance has brought poison into the life of many people, into the life of many people's destiny. While men slept, verse 25, his enemy came. What did they do? They sowed tears among the wheat. And what did they do? They went their way. Adete ole funwara. Amole dawara no. The leper cannot squeeze milk from the cow's breast, but it can cause it to be thrown away. If you see a leper squeezing milk now, and the leper says, come and drink. Eh? You will drink it? Nah, no, you will go and throw it away. That is what these evil people do. While men slept, they will come. I begin to plant tares among the good seeds that God has planted. Are you ready? Are you listening to me? Verse 26 says, but when the grain has sprouted and produced a crop, the tears will also appear. Here is the reason why people's destinies get poisoned. While men slept. If I was to give this message another topic, I will give it that topic. While men slept. God planned good for every life. According to Jeremiah 29:11, his thought is never of evil. But sleep caused man problem. What does this sleep mean? It means physical and spiritual ignorance. Hello? This sleep they are talking about here, what does it mean? Physical and spiritual ignorance. You know, when you are sleeping, you are ignorant. How many of you know? Physically, when you are sleeping, do you know what is happening around you? You are ignorant. In fact, if your children want to toy with you, when you are sleeping, they will go, they will be playing with you. Eh? Say, see, mommy. Some people will even touch you with something and then they will pretend as if. And you see about five people there, you won't know who to go and blame because you were completely ignorant when you were sleeping. That sleep is talking about physical and spiritual ignorance. It's talking about not paying attention. Hello? Not paying attention. Many of you don't pay attention to things. You are so carefree. And in the process of being carefree, you are sleeping. If somebody is sleeping, does he pay attention? If somebody is sleeping and they are saying news, the person is sleeping, no. They say, everybody now, as you are hearing this news, run out of your house. Run out of your house because something terrible is about to happen now. This is the news, breaking news, breaking news. The person is sleeping. Will he run out? May God not allow evil to meet us where we are sleeping. When you are sleeping, you can't pay attention. You are ignorant. You are not attentive. You are relaxed. You are what? As if nothing is happening. Many people, as a result of sleep,
the enemy has penetrated into the garden of their life and has poisoned their destinies. Everyone that is born into this world is born with a glorious destiny. But the enemy came and sowed tears and went his way. To every man God created, he put something special. That is why our fingerprints are different. They're different. There's something special in you that is different from that your neighbor. That is different from you. Are not the same. You have a, there is a gold treasure in you. But the enemy sowed tears, put poison, and went his way. I remember I've shared the testimony of that brother before. The brother came. He came to me many years ago, not in this church. And he brought a ring. He gave his life to Christ. And after prayers, he said he's convinced to go and pack all his juju and all the wicked things he has done. He could come and give it for destruction. He came with so many horrible things. But what stood out of those things was a ring. He said, "This ring, Pastor." I said, "Ah, this ring, what is it?" Ah! He said, "Pastor, this one is the worst. Akere Koro. It's the one that is small, but is deadly." And I said, "Eh? You use it to kill people." He said, "Even if it's killing people, it's better. What we normally use it for is that anytime we are looking for breakthrough, for success, we go and use it to draw people's virtue. And it's not ordinary people. What we normally do is that," he now brought out something. They call that one Tiro. It's not eye pencil, but it's like eye pencil. But it's not eye pencil. It's native eye pencil. He brought it out. He says, "I want container like this." He said, "When you put this one in your eyes, left and right, then you now wear this ring." So what we normally do is that we go to General Hospital. We go with money, new notes, as if we are going to do, it's our bad day. Give away, God bless you, my sister. There are many giveaways that are poison to destiny. Say, you know. Are you listening to me? Not be every giveaway you should rush out to. Somebody every day celebrating, say, "Today I do bad day. Tomorrow I'm doing, I want to turn, my mother have been lying on the right side in her grave. I want to turn her to the left side." And say, "Come and eat." You know, many of us, may God help us. I remember one time ago, I've suffered. We used to suffer, me and my wife. We were in one room. No food that day. And somebody was killing animal. They want to prepare delicious food. They were doing one sacrifice like that. We are Christians, so we were looking at the sacrifice from window. Today, we will eat this sacrifice. We will sanctify it by the blood of Jesus. And it, that is, you know, that is what poverty can cause. We are looking from the window many years ago. No food, nothing to eat. Are you listening to me? Many people have been poisoned from giveaway. Their destiny is poisoned from giveaway. The guy told us, he said, when he wears that ring, they go to General Hospital. They will go to Abiyamo department where they give birth to children. Is it maternity they call them, all maternity ward or in the General Hospital? He said, and because with the tiro in their eyes, they are able to sight the children that have good glory. They have virtue is there. He said, "Well, congratulations, we are doing giveaway. It's my birthday." They will bring out 20 naira, and you know what? About 20. The mother will say, "Share, oh, mother." And they carry the ones they touch the baby with the ring. Evil transfer takes place. The destiny of that child become poison, even from the hospital. The baby has not even gotten to 8 days old. They have already poisoned the destiny. While men slept, ignorance, physical and spiritual ignorance, not paying attention. While men slept, these wicked enemies go about doing evil. Doing evil. The enemy's job is to strive and to make sure that everything great in your life does not come to manifestation. That's their work. We want to round up now because of our time. Because we have some serious prayers to pray. How do they poison destinies? I've told you one of them now. They use evil means. Transfers. Some of them will come in the dream. They come in your dreams and poison. Especially those of you that don't pray before you sleep. I was quarreling with one of my sons in the Lord. I said, you need to be praying continuously. He's saying, you can't stop. It has to be a continuum. You need to pray until an extent whereby the enemy will say, okay, this one, I've forgotten about our case. I've forgotten about his case. Let me move to another person. Like Pastor Emmanuel was saying last week Sunday, can somebody say he's very happy? He wants to go and hug Transformer. He's looking for trouble. How do destinies get poisoned? When people issue curses on people's life, do you know that a curse is a poison to your destiny? When you get home, you can read Genesis 49 from verse 3 to 4. Jacob cursed his son. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. Reuben said, yes. The excellency of my power. He said, yes. The one that I the clinic of my strength. He said, yes, sir. It's me. The next thing he said, thou shalt not excel. Baba, waiting happen. You have been talking well since. Which one is thou shalt not excel? He cursed him. He said, because you went to my bed, you lay on my couch, you slept with my wife. Jacob cursed his firstborn and said, he will not excel. From that day, the firstborn position was removed from him. The plan of God was for him to lead. But because of curse, because of sin, his destiny became poisoned. There are many of you looking at me now. You will have been shining stars, but your destinies have been poisoned. Today, as God lives and as his spirit lives, you are receiving your deliverance. I say you are receiving your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Destinies get poisoned from curses. Destinies get poisoned from sin. When you fall into the trap of sin, sin is a poison to destiny. If you are the kind of person that is still enjoying sin, look at the man that died not too long ago, CEO of one very popular establishment like that. Very rich man. A billionaire. But because of enjoyment, he went and carried the girl that he can give birth to. A 21-year-old girl. University of Lagos girl. That one now kill him like fowl. Like fowl. Fowl. A whole billionaire. Money he has. If he make phone call to police, five. I'm sure he even has police escorts. Everything. But sin. According to the girl, he said they were smoking in their hemp. According to the girl, we don't even know which one is true again now. Because the family say he doesn't smoke. The girl say, Allah, he didn't smoke. He dey drink or he dey shako. Amen. So who will go believe now? Many of us, because of the pleasure of sin, I want shak. Make I enjoy myself. I want drink. I want smoke. You are killing yourself. Guy went and bought Indian hemp. SK. It's from them, I know the meaning of that one. Loud. Big boy. Mix them together. The shark. They want to go and enjoy themselves. A man that was a billionaire.
There are many people that are waiting for him that he will pull their destiny up. There are many people that God has created him to lead, to direct. There are many places his wealth is supposed to go and do great things.
But 1 minute of enjoyment. 1 minute of sin. If you are here, you are still toying with sin. It's not the fault of God. God did not create anybody with bad luck. Oh. God did not create anybody with a poison destiny. Oh. It is we, while men slept, that brought poisons to our destiny. When you eat from the table of the enemy, like I was telling you before, somebody say, I want to celebrate. I just noticed that my head was shaking before, but it did not shake again. Come and eat with me. You go there. I want to celebrate. You see, this is my leg. It not balance before. It don't balance. Come. You go and eat. Many of these celebrations are eating from the table's enemy. It's not every food that you should eat. You should shine your eye. You should open your head, your mind. The eyes in your head should be open. You should be able to discern the kind of food to eat. In fact, it's not every buka, everywhere you see they are cooking food, that you should eat. I have seen a woman that was confessing one day that she was using a menstrual pad to cook food for people. Somewhere in Osho did there. People say, many people, when they chop the food, they begin to put they won't vomit. Our guy, don't let him. Food that you have eaten about 5 months ago, you won't vomit now. How? You don't enter your blood. Poison in the destiny. I'm not saying all of them are doing that, too, but you need to wake up. That is where spiritual attention comes to play. That is where spiritual attentiveness comes to play. That is why you must be spiritually alert and not spiritually ignorant. How do destinies get poisoned? By words. How many of you know that words can poison destiny? The Bible says the power of life and death is where? Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2. Somebody will say they are joking with you. They will say, this is your head, not correct. Oh. And you go say, not true, not correct, not correct, not correct. They are joking with you. I mean, not be joke. My head is correct in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. They are joking with you. I remember one time when we were in school in those days, there is a slang we normally use. We will say, bastard. We are hailing ourselves. Oh. We are greeting ourselves. That's greeting. Hey! Bastard! We shake ourselves. That is greeting. Amen. Oh. What is happening? Poison. Poison. You see that God is not at fault now. While men slept, in our own eyes, we are playing. It's not playing. The words that come out of your mouth, they are potent. You have to be very careful. Somebody will look at you and say, mad, oh. You two will say, mad, mad. Okay? May you not see madness. The words that come out of your mouth. How do destinies get poisoned? I will soon round up. There are so many of them. I want to give you important ones. When you enter into evil covenants with people, unwarranted covenant, somebody will tell you, to prove to me that you love me, come, let us do blood oath. Somebody will tell you, in this university, you have to be rugged. You have to be rugged. Come, make me blend you. And in the process of blending you, they will cover your face and give you something to drink. They will beat you mercilessly.
Say, you are now rugged. You are now rugged. You are now a full-blown man.
Poison.
These are poisons in destiny. These are the things that hinder people's progress. Oh, there are some people, they are supposed to be multi-billionaires. But this is what is causing it. Olorun o se bi o awe eyan la fowo ara wa 5 bi wole so tears. Some people, because they want to be greater than the others, they want to outshine their fellow brothers, they will go and look for power elsewhere. And those people will say, don't worry, we will not do something for you. You will begin to shine more than your brothers. Yeah. Oh yeah. And you enter into an evil covenant with evil powers. There will be a time when you are not able to repay or to pay or to service them. Or maybe the man that led you to the evil shrine, he died. He did not tell you some secrets. Wahala will start.
Poison. Poison. Poison.
How do destinies get poison? Pride. Many of you don't know that pride poisons destiny. Self-desire poisons destiny. I will stop there. I will stop there for today because of our time. How do you know these people that their destinies have been poisoned? Number one, when you find that somebody is finding it hard to complete anything successfully, he's always starting something but never complete it. He will do it halfway and stop. You see somebody that the life is scattered. Today is a tailor. Tomorrow he's doing bricklayer. Next tomorrow he said he wants to sell pepper. After the destiny, that's how you know them all. Their life is scattered. They don't complete things. They start school, they don't complete. They fall out of school. They enter into another way, they fall out again. They enter another place, they're scattered. Always failing, never succeeding. How do you know the people that their destinies have been poisoned? Those that are easily prone to error and mistake. They are always making costly mistakes that they regret. They will not say, hey, I regret. Oh, if I like, I will not do them like this. Oh, I regret. There was a day, a young man, he beat up a beautiful lady that was standing by him for many years. This lady was the one using her money to finance him. All of a sudden, one day, just woke up one morning, he got angry. He beat her mercilessly. Mercilessly. There was blood all over the place. And the girl looked up and looked down and said, what have I done to you to deserve what I have done? So I'm going. I will leave you. I won't come back again. That was the beginning of the man's problem. When you see people making mistakes, they will chase their helpers away. How do you know the people that have their destinies have been poisoned? Those that are easily attacked, easily violated. You, now only you. Thief will come, they will rape. Now only you. You will enter bus, have accident. Now only you. Okada, silence, I go burn your leg. Now only every time something terrible is always happening to them. And you begin to wonder, why are you the only one in the... Why is your own life like this? It is because their destinies have been poisoned. Those that are always victims, they are always scapegoats. Something will get missing. They are not the one that took it, oh. Everybody will say, nah, them take them. They begin to blame them for what they don't know nothing about. It's a sign that the destiny has been poisoned. Those that labor very hard, but they have nothing to show for it. They work different type of work. They will do bricklayer in the morning. They will do carpenter in the afternoon. They are working hard. People can see that they are working hard. But nothing to show for it. It's a sign that their destiny has been poisoned. Those that find it difficult to marry, they will be getting old, 35. They will say, God day. 40, God day. I know my God. He will do great things. 50, we are believing God.
One day my God, my glory will shine.
Your glory is supposed to have shined since. But something is poisoning the destiny. They find it hard to keep a good relationship. If they have a good friend, before you know what is happening, they will fight and separate. If they are going to a good church where their life will progress, if you remain just about 2 weeks that their miracle and their angel will manifest, they will say, that pastor, they vest me. The man had no correct. They will go. It's true. I'm telling you the truth, though. That is how destinies get poisoned. You will know that this person has it. You will try all your best. Even the person that they're angry with, you go and beg them, what did I do? I'm sorry now. I'll come back. There's an island. I'm not going to come back. Their destinies have been. The enemy have seen that they are coming back. We bring change. But because there's poison in their destiny, they walk away. They won't come back. How do you know these people that their destinies have been poisoned? It is hard for them to get a job and to maintain a job. They are always looking for a job. How do you know them? They are the ones that are always receiving disfavor and hatred. People just hate them for no reason. How do you know these people? They find it very hard to serve God. If you see somebody that find it hard to serve God, those people that give their life to God on Sunday, and by Monday morning they say, God, please, can I have my life back? They collect their life back on Monday morning. You know that their destinies have been poisoned. To serve God is a problem. To read their Bible is a problem. To pray is a problem. They don't take God things seriously. They will just come to church, listen to message, say hallelujah. Some of them will not even listen to message. Some of them, when message is going on, the devil will be blowing breeze in their ear. The breeze will be like AC. They will sleep. They won't hear anything. Nothing. They just come and go back. Nothing. How do you know those that their destinies have been poisoned? They are those that spend most of their time, most of their money on sickness. They are always sick. Sickness. Yo, hospital today, hospital tomorrow, paracetamol, chloroquinicol, injection. There are some people, the money they spend on drugs is more than the money they spend to feed. Their destinies have been poisoned. Now, I'm rounding up. How do you eject these poisons from your destiny? This is where we are going. And I want everybody to pay attention. What do you need to do to remove these poisons from your destiny? Number one. Everybody say number one. Wake up. Tell your neighbor, wake up from your sleep. That is number one. If you want that poison out of your destiny, wake up! Wake up from your ignorance. Physical and spiritual ignorance. Wake up from the life of sin. Wake up from carelessness. Wake up from prayerlessness. You need to wake up. Oh. If you continue to remain ignorant, to remain carefree, to remain careless, the poison will continue to develop. You need to wake up. The day a man will get himself delivered is the day he realizes that, come, I'm not well. Oh. Hello? A professor went to psychiatric hospital on an inspection to find out those that have been healed after many months in the hospital. And they line up about 15 people. The medical director in the psychiatric hospital said, these 15 people, they are okay now. They are perfectly healed. And the professor said, are you sure? He said, they are perfectly healed. He went around to them and said, how are you? They said, fine. Are you okay now? Yes, sir. What is your name? They said, you want to go? Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. In the physical eyes, it looks as if they are okay. Yeah. The professor said, very good. But there is one more test. He said, oh yeah, take them into that room. They put them into the room and they open tap. They open the tap. The water was rushing on the ground, rushing on the ground. They now begin to put them into the room one by one. Say, yeah, go and mop this water. The first person they put there, he just entered with mop. He began to mop. As he was mopping, the water was still rushing. He was mopping. The water was still rushing. The professor said, this one never will. It remained one hand. Number two, that one became, he was even mopping faster, 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 faster. I will do it faster. I will do it faster. I said, no, this one never will. That was how they were putting them one by one. Until he got to the tenth one. Oh, you enter. That one just entered and laughed. And locked it. Said, oh God, don't mop. You are okay. You can go home. Hello? The day you realize that you have a problem, that's the day you are aware. Every one of them entered there, but they did not know that there was a problem. They thought mopping the water was the assignment. No! It was the problem. That problem was the tap that was rushing. If from today you make up your mind to wake up and say, no, enough is enough, you begin to get your deliverance. You wake up and say, I'm not going to sin again. You begin to get your deliverance. You wake up and say, I will not be ignorant again. I need to increase my knowledge. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get what? Wisdom. What is number two thing? Recognize the poison and uproot it with prayer. Recognize the area where your life has been poisoned. I just told you about somebody that was watching, I think it was, I can't remember, I think day 20 or 20, I know it's 20 something, day 20 or 21. He was watching on the screen and all of a sudden, he just fell under the anointing. Only him. And from there, God began to show him. Say, this is where your problem starts from. The day you recognize where the poison entered your destiny, that is the day you... So you know how to go and address it. In some cases, they may need for you to do restitution. There may be need for you to do restitution. You do that. Number three, give the garden of your life to God. The best person to drive your destiny in the right direction is the one that gave you the destiny. Did you get that? The best person to drive your destiny in the right direction is the one that gave you the destiny. Hand over the wheels of your life to God Almighty. Number four, always sow the seeds of God in your destiny. What are the seeds of God? The word of God. What are the seeds of God? The word of God. The word of God is the best manure for your destiny. The word of God is the what? Is the best manure for your destiny. Whatsoever the word of God tells you to do, do it. When you begin to practice what God says, automatically the poison begins to die. That's a fact. How many of you are ready now to eject poisons from your destiny? Close your eyes. Begin to talk to God right there where you are. Say, Father, today, every poison in my destiny, let them be uprooted. Let them be uprooted. Remember the four things you need to do. Number one, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. Number two, you need to find out where the poison came in. Through prayers, the Lord will reveal to you and uproot them. There may be need for you to do restitution. Make sure you do it. Number three, manure your life. Manure your destiny with the word of God. Because it is only the one that gave you the destiny that can drive your destiny in the right direction. How can you go and give the wheels of your destiny to somebody that was not the one that created you?
He will drive it rough. He will lead you amiss. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. I've heard your word this morning. I need a repair in my life. Repair my life. In every way, I have allowed poison in my destiny. They are coming out today. In the name of Jesus. I will no longer sleep the sleep of ignorance. I will no longer sleep the sleep of carelessness. I will no longer sleep the sleep of sin. I wake up. Because while men slept, the enemies came to sow poison into what God has planted. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have just 3 prayer points and then we round up. I want you to pray them from the bottom of your heart. Say, poison in my destiny. Okay, if you don't have any poison in your destiny, please point towards me and pray for me. Say, poison in my destiny. As a result of ignorance, as a result of sin, as a result of carelessness, come out in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Poison in my destiny, as a result of ignorance, as a result of sin, as a result of carelessness, as a result of not paying attention, come out now. Every poison in my destiny, as a result of evil covenant, every poison in my destiny, as a result of food I have eaten, come out in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. I want to believe you are praying. I want to believe you are praying. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to pray the second one. Please, I want you to pray very well. Because of what I'm seeing in my spirit mind now. Are you ready? Say, every covenant I entered into with anybody, with any power, ignorantly, consciously or unconsciously, every evil covenant I entered into that is disturbing my life, hindering my progress, break now by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray this second prayer point from the bottom of your heart. Break by the blood of Jesus. 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 Aha. Pray that prayer. Every covenant I've entered into, consciously, unconsciously, ignorantly, as a result of sexual sin, break by the blood of Jesus. Please pray that prayer. Please pray that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. If the Lord should open your eyes to see what he's doing in our midst this morning, you'll be shocked and amazed. Many lives are receiving repair. Thank you, Father. The last prayer point for today, you will shout louder than your neighbor. And as you are praying this prayer, the angels of God will begin to move around to perfect deliverance in your life against destinies that have been poisoned. Thank you, Father.
Say every negative word and curse that has entered into my destiny to poison it. Backfire! In the name of Jesus, go back to your sender. Every negative word and curse that has entered into my destiny to poison it. Backfire! Be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Command them to backfire. Command them to backfire. Command them to backfire. Command them to backfire. Zekataya la kadarabaya rabaya. Mataya la kandaba sotoya kata. Look at what God is doing in your life this morning. I thank God that you are able to attend this program. I thank God you are able to attend this service. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be lifted from off your head and the yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed by the anointing. By the anointing of the Lord God Almighty that is present here today, I decree, every destiny that has been poisoned, hear the word of the Lord, be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. 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 Be neutralized by the blood of Jesus Christ. You, that fellow, that they saw your glory and they decided to stop you at all costs. If your amen can roar like thunder, from today, your life begin to move in positive direction. That evil thing that they have done against your life is reversed. I say it is reversed. I say it is reversed. I say it is reversed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Every wicked man, wicked woman that planted poisons in your life right from the time you were babies, even when you were in school, every poison as a result of sexual knowledge, every poison as a result of evil words and pronouncement, every poison as a result of covenants, conscious or unconscious. Every poison as a result of food that you ate in the dream of physical. If your amen can roar like thunder, today they are flushed out of your bodies. They are flushed out of your life. They are flushed out of your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.